The Bangladesh High Court has ordered that the country's ship dismantling operations must close in 2 weeks if they do not obtain government environmental clearances. Bangladesh is one of the world's top destinations for ships being dismantled for scrap metals and other materials. Sayeda Rizwana Hassan, the director of the Bangladesh Environmental Lawyers Association, which filed the public interest litigation, calls the judgment a landmark decision.
The court has expressly said that Bangladesh cannot be treated as a dumping ground of hazardous waste. The court has really tried to address the long-standing inactions by the statutory agencies in regulating the shipwrecking industry in line with the international conventions and the national law.
The court chastised relevant government ministries for not enforcing environmental laws. The ruling affects all 36 shipyards which have no environmental certification. The industry in Bangladesh is expected to appeal the court decision. The judges in their ruling also banned any vessels entering Bangladeshi waters that are on the toxic ship list maintained by the non-governmental organization Greenpeace. Environmental and human rights organizations for years have campaigned against the salvaging industry. They contend the vessels being scrapped frequently contain toxic materials and safety equipment is not provided for the laborers. In Bangladesh, the industry says it provides for the livelihoods directly or indirectly of 250,000 people. Lawyer and activist Hassan says that does not mitigate putting at risk so many lives.
This is not employment. This is exploitation.
International organizations say accidents resulting in deaths and injuries frequently occur along the shores of Sitakunda in the Bay of Bengal, home to the industry in Bangladesh. It is considered by many experts to be the world's busiest hub for salvaging of ships. The NGO Platform on Shipbreaking says South Asia's shores are attractive for scrapping vessels because of the cheap labor costs and lax enforcement or lack of environmental and safety standards. Hundreds of vessels are scrapped annually, mainly in Bangladesh, China, India, Pakistan, and Vietnam. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.